Shalom Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Lamed of Masechta Zvachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chacham in the case of Kezayis L'Macher Kezayis B'Chutz. If a Kohen had a Machshav of Chutz L'Zmana on a Kezayis meat, and then a Machshav of Chutz L'Mkoyme on another Kezayis meat. Rabbi Yehuda holds V'Chayovin Lav Karis Pigel, while the Chacham hold Pasal V'Im B'Karis. The Gemara offers two approaches in whether Rabbi Yehuda refers only to a case of b'shtei avoidus. The kohen had each machshava during a different avoida, and only then does the pigul take effect. Because since the pigul already takes effect during the first avoida, the machshava pasul cannot take effect afterward during the second avoida and remove the status of pigul. Or Rabbi Yehuda refers even to b'avoida achas. If he had both machshavas during the same avoida, and even here the pigul takes effect, because he holds like Reb Meir in Masechtas Temura that toughest lashon rishon. When a person makes a statement with two different parts, such as Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mkoyme, we only go with his initial statement of Chutz L'Zman. The discussion whether we say Tavus Lashon Rishon even if he explicitly said Lach Tzois, two parts of one statement that can take effect simultaneously. The question of Kezayis Kezayis Tznan or Kezayis U Kezayis Tznan, where the Behuda would agree that if for the second Machshava he stated the word U Kezayis with the letter Vav, the pigul would not take effect because Chadiburuhu v'iruv machshavas hava. The letter Vav combines the two into one.